I'm very pleased that the government and the minister has accepted the proposal from our party as part of the confidence and supply that the ratio is to be reduced to 26 to 1. And we have been lobbying for this for some time, and presently 130,000 pupils are being taught in supersized classes of over 30 pupils. But if we look at the Donegal situation, it'll be a matter for each school to analyse how it's going to affect them, and this will come into effect as and from next year, but the numbers will be based on those in the school in September of this year.
And while you're saying this is a step in the right direction, ideally you would like to see that ratio reduced even further.
Oh, absolutely. I think over the next few years that it should be reduced by at least one each year, down to about 23, but it's a matter to keep exercise pressure on the government.
And in terms of the budget announced yesterday, we know that there will be a recruitment drive for teachers. You would be hopeful that some of those will be coming to Donegal as well.
Well, I would hope so, that the pupil-teacher ratio will decide that in effect, and I would hope that Donegal schools would benefit from the reduction in the pupil-teacher ratio and the employment of further teachers in our Donegal schools. But indeed, on a broader context, we are calling for more investment is needed in capital buildings, and we have a number of those in Donegal. I had deputations down with the minister earlier in the year, and I'll be exercising every pressure on the minister to give the necessary clearance to commence the building of these schools.